Hello, Chamari.
Hey, how you doing? I am ready for you.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and fill up the sign-up form. Your first name spells S-H-A-M-A-R-I?
R-I, yes.
Okay, your last name is Ward, and W-A-R-D. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your email?
It's my first name, nw24@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, you said... Okay. Chamari, and then what else?
w24@gmail.com.
Do you use a middle initial on your credit?
Not really. If I did, it's a D.
E, all right.
E as in dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Now, Chamari, what is your social security number?
600-36-7437.
Okay, let me read it back to you. I have 600-36-7437.
That is correct.
All right, what's your day of birth?
May 24th, 1984.
May 24th of 1984, correct?
Yes.
And finally, what is your street address?
It's 4106 Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Vine Drive, and that's in Lakeland, Florida.
What is the zip code?
33812.
33812. Now, do me a favor.
Correct.
Can you please spell one more time the street name just to make sure?
Yes, it's Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Vine, V-I-N-E, Drive, D-R-I-V.
All right, so it's Winding. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's two different words, Winding and Vine.
Winding, yep, Winding, and then Vine by itself, and then Drive. Winding, Vine, Drive.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm applying the extension. Just give me a second.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give you until the 24th, but if you need an additional extension, you just need to contact customer service, okay?
No, I'll be good.
Okay. Now, for this initial payment of $12.95, what type of a debit card are you going to use today?
I will use a MasterCard.
Okay, what is the card number?
Give me 1 second. Let me go grab it.
Sure.
All right. Where you at? Right here. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's 5460-2552-2845-8198.
Thank you very much. And what is the expiration date?
0926.
09 of 26.
Correct.
And finally, what is the CVV code?
723.
Okay, let me double check the card number because I think I took the wrong number. I have 5420.
No, 5460.
Oh, 5460.
Yep, 2552.
2845-8198.
Yep.
Okay. Now, before I process the payment, let me just go ahead and read you the credit and debit card disclosures. This is a very important information. And it says, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for the enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, I'm sorry?
I was about to say, I hate to sound cocky, but I don't ever not have money. I'm just in a position where I need money back. So it's always going to be there whenever my auto pays are there. I understand you have to read it, though.
All right. Now, once the payment is accepted, the second set of fee of $149 will be charged by March 24.
And you said that for the 17th? Should we move that to the 17th?
You prefer the 17th?
Yep, because that's my payday. And then every 2 weeks after that is my payday. So.
Okay. All right. So the next charge will be due by March 17th. And your month-to-month service fee is going to start by April 17, okay? If you need to make some changes on your due date, you can always do it through customer service, okay?
Okay.
So do you have any question before we process your payment?
No, sir.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, the payment went through successfully. Congratulations for taking this important step. Now, do me a favor. Can you please grab a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes, give me.
Take your time. Right. I'm going to give you the main telephone number for customer service, and the number is 973-233-4388.
All
right. And I'm going to give you the transaction ID number, and the number is T as in Tom. R as in Richard, N as in Nancy, and then it's going to be only numbers, is 006, 009, 008.
Alrighty.
Now, do me a favor, can you please check if you already received a welcome email from the Credit Pro support?
What is it called?
The Credit Pro support is the sender.
Refreshing.
Okay, let me double check the email. I have Chamari, SHAMARIW24@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna resend it one more time. Just give me a moment. Okay, I just resended it. Please let me know if you receive it, okay? It might take a few seconds.
What?
All right, perfect. Now, this part of the process is read the information, make sure that everything is correct. It's just going to take a few minutes. I'm going to leave you in silence because you need to read, but I'm going to stay on the line. But before we start reading, let me explain you really quick about an option. We have an option available for you. This is optional, of course. If you're interested, we can apply it. If you're not, we can move forward in what we already agree. The option that I'm talking about is with the payment that you made for $12.95, we're gonna start working on your credit. But if you have a family member or a friend of yours that you would like to include in your credit repair program, we can use the same payment to work in both credits. And we can use the same enrollment, which is going to be due in 2 weeks, on the 7th, I'm so sorry, on the 17th. Okay, so we can use that enrollment.
If I were to add my wife.
If you want to add your wife, let me explain you this. We can use the same payment that you made, $12.95. We can use the same enrollment that is going to be due on the 7th for the $149 to cover both enrollments. And the month-to-month service, instead paying $149 for each credit repair, will be $249, but for two credit repairs.
That's fine.
Would you be interested in this option?
I should check with my wife before I just answer yes for give me one call.
All right.
Let me get my other phone call. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say yes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take her information. Just give me a second. Okay, let's go ahead and start with her first name.
All right, Adriana, A-D-R-I-O-N-A.
Adriana, A-D-R-O-N-A?
I-O-N-A.
I-O-N-A, Adriana, okay.
Right, yep.
Now, what's her last name?
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Does she use a middle initial?
Yes, M as in Mary.
Okay. Now, what's her email?
It's adrionab at gmail.com. Matter of fact, let me confirm that I'm Yep, ADRIONAE at gmail.com. It's just like mine with no numbers.
All right. Now, what's her social security number?
I don't remember hers by heart. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to hold off right now because I need to finish the last few minutes of work. So I'm going to hold tight, and maybe by the time I get home within the next 30, 45 minutes, I can talk to her and I can get it, and I can see if she wants to go ahead and go along with the same route as me.
All right, not a problem. So is it okay if I give you a call back in like an hour?
Yes, that would be perfect.
Okay, so I'm going to schedule a call back, and I'm going to be calling you back in an hour, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks for your patience.
All right, thank you, boss.
All right, you're more than welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.
You too.